Good afternoon to all of our participants here in Singapore, and good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all our remote participants. My name is Susie Johnson. Welcome to the At-Large Atlas II Organizing Committee Meeting Part 2, this 26th day of March at 1600 local Singapore time. Please remember to state your name when speaking for transcript purposes. We have live interpretation in French, Spanish, and Chinese, so please state your name when speaking in order to identify yourself, to identify you on the various language channels, as well as for transcript purposes. Please also speak at a reasonable speed in order to allow for accurate interpretation. Over to you, Eduardo.
Thank you very much. Thank you for everyone that is present here in this meeting. There is another Atlas II meeting running in parallel to this one. This morning we have an Atlas II Part 1 meeting, and it became that meeting had a different expectations for some people. Some people wanted to talk about logistics, some people wanted to talk about content. So right now there is another meeting running in parallel to this is the content and substance of the themes are going to be discussed during the Atlas II. That discussion is happening as we speak right now. The main purpose of this meeting and the expectations for this meeting is we want to know, we have Mr. Duncan Burns, the Vice President of Global Communications, in charge of public relations and anything that has to do with the communication with ICANN. So welcome to this meeting. And we just want to know a little bit about the public relations activities that are happening or will be happening previous during the Atlas II, and I believe you contracted a company that helps ICANN in doing this, right? So you will talk about that, and also we're going to have an update and talk about the communications that we are planning with a newsletter, mm-hmm. and a web page that we want to put online somehow. I talked to Chris Gift previously, and I don't know if he's going to be around. Mari Carmen Sequeira from Paraguay. And a group that she has put together designed something for the webpage and the newsletter, so she will tell us a little bit more about that. So with that in mind, let's talk about public relations. Duncan.
Oops. Thank you, Eduardo. Duncan Burns. Obviously, I'm biased because it's London, and I'm glad we're having a content-free conversation. That's happening somewhere else. In terms of what we're trying to do, this is maybe some additional background. This is ICANN's 50th meeting. It's in London. I believe there's also going to be a high-level government meeting there. London's obviously quite a big media center. We'll have, I hope, our new website will be fully up and running. We'll have transitioned to new ICANN by then. So we'll have various platforms for this. In terms of public relations support, we do have some agency support. We haven't quite sort of defined what their support would be for London. I have a couple of questions, really, but back to you all, because I know we had a discussion on over email maybe a month, 2 months ago about messages, what your approach is, what your objectives were. You know, part of the challenge, I know you're not necessarily trying to drive attendance because that's coming out of your ALSs. You sort of largely know who you're trying to reach. But I think in terms of building awareness of what ALAC is, who you are, what you do as a contribution to the running of the DNS, you know, the value of what you contribute and that you're part of managing the policy, I think there are some stories and some narratives in there that it would be great to build on. In terms of your objectives and what would really help you, and from a public relations communications point of view, have a successful meeting, I'd love to hear that from you so we can try and make sure we're giving you the support that works best for you. You know, some things to think about, you know, you touched on the newsletter, and we talked about this, I think, on was it Monday? My head's blanking, or over the weekend. You know, building something that in advance that helps people understand what your gender is, what the goals are, what the different sessions are, so they understand. And then at the show, something that people can see on mobile, you know, over the Wi-Fi, probably not a ton of heavy data, so that it, when people are traveling around the city, they're not, you know, drawing down on their data limits. And that's sort of fairly action-oriented and focused on what they need to be doing, where they need to be, how they can participate. You know, one of the things you can think about is one of the benefits of the new site is it's much easier to build content and share content. So whether that's imagery, whether that's videos, I think we're filming tomorrow a short video with five different members of ALAC talking about, you know, come to Atlas, you know, different languages. We did some of that, the equivalent of that around in Buenos Aires for your board election for candidates. I think we can do a lot of that in advance. People explaining what each session might be, you know, what is it you're trying to achieve. You know, I think we should be realistic in terms of media interest. You know, British media are remarkably aggressive, remarkably cynical, and there will be limited attention span from them, just given the nature of what's happening in media at the moment. So I don't think we should wait necessarily until we get there to start having conversations, see who's interested. I think we need to look for some stories that we think would resonate with them, that tie back to your objectives, about how, you know, this is a fairly unique environment. You know, it's unlikely that, say, the Financial Times is going to be that interested, because they're not even that interested in ICANN more broadly. But there's quite a tech trade media in London that can be quite appealing, and I think would be quite a home for this type of story. But I'd love to hear from you about, you know, I see your messages, what some of your goals are, what you'd like to see as a success.
Thank you. I forget your name. Julia. Who? Go ahead. Thank you
so much. I apologize. I missed a little bit the beginning. I just heard Julia Morenes for the records, Uralo Secretariat. You just said something about the communication tools and concerning the languages. So we had a discussion with the Russian-speaking community and the CEO of ICANN a few days ago, and it was underlined that, for example, for the Russian version of the website, it was a disaster and it should be improved, et cetera, et cetera. So I wanted just to underline if we can take care, really, of the translation and of the different versions we will have in different languages, specifically in Arabic and in Russian, maybe. So just wanted to bring this to the table. Thank you.
Duncan Burns, so with perfect timing, my colleague Chris has turned up and is sitting behind me, so he can help really answer about what we're able to contribute on the web. I think the key in terms of languages for the content, whether it's web or other things, is pinning them down and finalizing them as far in advance as possible, just to give the translation team time and for us to then publish it. And so we can get creative, even if the formal sort of web pages aren't all built, at least people can find content in their language.
Maybe also another suggestion, sorry, I just jumped to bring this to the topic. Maybe let's try to be simple, because users and our communities, you know, they maybe are not so aware with technical words and et cetera. And what it was underlined, actually, for example, for Russian version, because it's quite technical. From time to time, it's like, you know, the abbreviations are the same which are used in English, but not necessarily the abbreviations which exist, actually, in Russian. So maybe let's try to be simpler, more clear, and so the users will be, and our communities will be easier, you know, attracted easier. Thank you.
Thank you. Holly?
Hello, hello. Garth Bruin, Norella Chair. We've actually just at this meeting, we've started an initiative with accessibility and working with disabled communities and making sure that disabled communities have equal internet access as well, and this is a completely new endeavor for At Large. It has a lot of support. One of the things I've recommended is that we have a demonstration in London of a blind person using the internet and the type of technology that they use to navigate the internet. I think that the rest of the community would really benefit from seeing this, and I think that in terms of dealing with the press, that could be a win-win for everybody. I think that would be really, really good PR if ICANN was seen as proactively embracing the blind community. I live in Boston in the United States, and I'm communicating with blind groups there. I don't know any blind groups in London, so we're going to need some help coordinating this, but I think this is very important for many different reasons. Just want to put that idea in your head.
Any comment you want to?
God, I think that, so that's a great example of the type of stories, you know, humanizing the experience and what you're trying to do and achieve. I mean, obviously, I don't know if you're all here. We can talk to our new head of engagement, Jean-Jacques, when he starts, who lives in London, who should be able to link us up. I mean, there are obviously quite a lot of groups. It's not an area of particular expertise, but I like the way you're thinking on that. Sorry,
thank
Dr.
you.
Burns.
Okay. Glenn?
Staying on the same vein, as Garth mentioned, we've just started our accessibility task force with ICANN, and just so happens we're doing the same thing with ISOC. But I would suggest, given the storyline that Garth was saying, there's two BBC venues, never mind the Fleet Street press, BBC Click as one. They're always looking for a storyboard. But Ouch is even more important. Ouch is the disabled channel, a channel BBC 4, I believe. I've been having great success with EPUB formats, which is good for Kindle or a tablet versus a PDF format, using an open source program called Calibre, and with good geo mapping and OpenStreetMap, using augmented reality as well as tools. Very innovative stuff. Good way to push out content, not expensive, but again, if you want to get somebody to get excited, you got to show them something neat for the storytelling purposes. But I think there's a lot of opportunity, but I really strongly agree with Garth. The angle here is an open internet, you know, welcoming the disabled community.
Thank you, Julia.
Yes, thank you. Just to bring what you just said concerning the blind community, and of course I attended the working group on, and you know, we have this initiative working on vulnerable people, and we closely work with the Portuguese colleagues and Portuguese government. So what I'm trying to say is they have a very strong blind community in Portugal with a number of initiatives. So I'm practically sure, as we are in Europe, and specifically the summit will take place in Europe, I would be happy to put you in contact with them. I'm pretty sure they know the community in London and in Britain, and will be happy, I'm sure, to be present there as well. Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you, Oksana Prikhotyka, Ukraine. I also would like to continue the idea of involvement of community and better communications tools. Just first of all, about club, Russian-speaking club of experts on internet governance. We are extremely happy with the appointment of new vice president for Eastern Europe, who speaks Russian very well, who supports our idea, who promised to give us new interview. He gave one interview in Russian to Vinny Markovsky, but we would like to organize a series of such interview with key persons from ICANN within ICANN communication staff on ICANN website, but for sharing within local speaking communities. We will do it in Russian, but of course it would be great if other languages also continue this work. Thank you.
Thank you. So we have came up with 5 public relation messages. Mm-hmm. I think you have seen them before, and I'm not sure if these messages, how they interrelate with the total business of the public relations with ICANN. If you can,
thank you. So I think this is where using the messages. It is also about making sure that the story, and this sounds technical, story out into the community, out to media, it is focused, so that people understand what ALAC is, what you're trying to do, and why it matters and why it should matter to them. And I think it's building what we were trying to do as a communications team is to weave those messages into, you know, conversations with journalists, you know, written content that we might put out. You know, whether you, Eduardo, or some of the steering committee want to write a blog saying, here's what Atlas is, here's what we're trying to achieve, which I think might be something you want to do. coming out of Singapore is we've had these productive meetings. Here's what we're looking at. The likely agenda is this. Here's where we're meeting. You know, we encourage X, Y, Z, and we can talk about that. But it is not to wait until too close to London. You know, it's always easier. We're exhausted. We've just finished Singapore. I want to go sleep, yeah. You know, fly home. But it's not to wait too long because we want to build some awareness. And I think what we also need to do is leverage the fact that you have all these chapters around the world and use them, use your social media presence to build awareness and build an understanding. And so, for example, to follow on Garth's accessibility concept is not wait until London to show the demo, but what can we do in advance? Who are the other groups that we can build? Because you start to build awareness within accessibility groups or blind groups. They've got their own distribution channels and mechanisms to have that conversation. They start getting excited. Maybe they come up and listen. You know, maybe they'll come to the meeting itself, which would be a win, you know, bigger than just having the Atlas meeting. And, you know, I don't want to overpromise, but with a bit of creative thinking, we should be able to make a difference.
Thank you. We have a question in Adobe.
Susie Johnson, for the record. This question is by Murray McKercher, and it's a question for Chris and Duncan. Is there a specific mobile-friendly application planned for ICANN 50? I was hoping to have a specific mobile-friendly application for the summit and have the resources to execute.
This is Chris Gift. No, there is no mobile application planned, but to my awareness. The website will be responsive though, for mobile devices.
Thank you, Chris. Any comments? Okay, so I guess what I'm hearing from this discussion is that we should start working on awareness and then we interweave this in messages with, you know, building up to London, right? Is that a good summary or is it too simple a summary?
Duncan Burns. So simple. I think what I would say back to you is help us focus and prioritize. Is I know you've got a public relations or communications list. You know, help us identify the stories you want to tell, because it's going to be much more likely to succeed if it's rooted in you and the community. And so whether that's accessibility or a couple of others, you know, let's come out. And maybe put together a video interview tomorrow talking about what the goals are for London, see you in London, do a blog. I think as we get closer, obviously, the some media outreach. I know there's the request for Tim Berners-Lee to speak. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's been quite busy with the 25th anniversary activities, so we haven't had a formal conversation there. But I think looking to build... not just to expect it about media coverage. You know, the communications impact can be, you know, what you put in your newsletter, what people leave from Atlas invigorated to go do, what the other SOACs see from Atlas. I think there's some inter-community work we can do and share there as well. And really, if you leave here and tell me, here are the three things we want to achieve, and then we can have a discussion about, you know, where communications can best support that. And so we'll be willing partners.
Okay, thank you. We have, you know, when we talk about this that we want to achieve, we're talking about strategic goals type thing.
That works.
Well, we have about 10 of them that we discussed for a while, many of ours. So let's do this. Let me go back to the public relations groups that we have and discuss this and come up with three that will cover most of them, and we will take it from there. And we'll do that,
that would be wonderful.
After Singapore. Thank you. And you said that the speaker Tim Berners-Lee, mm-hmm. He doesn't know about Atlas at all yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. But you have it in your
I have it on my to-do list.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any idea, Duncan, on a time frame for this, or is it too early to talk about that?
Perhaps that's a conversation I can have with you offline.
Thank you. you have your hand up, Julie.
Very quick. You spoke about the social media and social networks. I was thinking of just an idea that came to me, but maybe you already included this in the strategy. Maybe we should also disseminate the information or the video in the targeted social networks. So, I mean, practically, for example, if we take Russian-speaking communities, and I'm pretty sure our Russian friends will confirm this. They do use Facebook, but they also use like in Russian-speaking, networks and etc. So maybe for blind communities could be the same. I'm not so familiar. So maybe we can also target these particular, networks. Thanks.
Any other comments on public relations? Any questions? Okay. So Duncan. That's it. Thank you. Thank you very much. You're welcome to stay for the next one, which is the we're talking about communications with the newsletter and the webpage, and I have Chris, that your title is Vice President Online Community Services and ICANN. That's a long title. Anyhow, right. I want to introduce you Mari Caminse Guerra. She's from Paraguay, and she and a group of collaborators, they were the ones that designed basically the web page, and I just want her to explain what they did, and let's take it from there. Okay. Thank you.
In Spanish, please. Bien, no tengo acá para pasar el link. Eduardo, yo te había pasado el link de para mostrar un poco y comentar acerca de la página.
¿Cuándo enviaste el...?
No hoy, en los correos. Bueno, no importa.
¿Es that the one?
Actualmente tiene ese nombre de dominio porque todavía no lo definimos.
Okay, the name of the dominio is www.ican.lupa, L-U-P-S in Peter, A, 18.org. So can we put that online on the chat? I mean, on the Adobe.
Bien.
Let me write it down.
Adelantando un poco, es una página bastante básica y muy gráfica. Tiene varias, según la información que nos había pasado Eduardo, justamente se hicieron el menú, se tomó en cuenta los grupos de trabajo y en el lado izquierdo, o sea, viendo más abajo, pueden ver cómo es suscribirse al newsletter y más abajo es justamente para que los coordinadores de grupos de trabajo incluyan los contenidos. Eso es más o menos básico. La idea hoy actualmente se encuentra en nuestros servidores, justamente tenemos ese problema porque no le estamos dando bastante almacenamiento a esto porque estamos teniendo otro tipo de trabajo con respecto a Open Data del gobierno en Paraguay. Entonces, la idea de esto es que lo migremos a un servidor un poco más grande y sería a migrar al staff o a algún servidor que amiga que quiera justamente albergarlo. La idea, esto está escrito en WordPress, justamente pensado para que los coordinadores de grupos de trabajo estén cargando los contenidos, porque en realidad es muy fácil de usarlo. Pero si el staff va a estar coordinando todo el contenido una vez que los grupos de trabajo le estén pasando, la idea es pasarlo a Drupal, ¿verdad? Entonces nuestra consulta es justamente si el staff tiene la capacidad de poder albergar eso en sus servidores, o sea, en su hosting, y si hay intenciones de además de albergarlo, es ver si es que nos pueden dar un espacio para poder seguir trabajando o si ellos van a tener la exclusividad en programación y si la gente va a tener, o sea, los coordinadores de contenido tendrían esa libertad de seguir cargando ellos mismos el contenido o solamente la coordinación general del staff. O sea, queremos tener un poco de libertad, por eso la idea era tener cada uno, tener su usuario, y por eso lo habíamos escrito en WordPress. Insisto en WordPress porque para cualquier usuario es más fácil. Pero en el caso que no lo fuera, nuestros programadores sugieren también Drupal justamente porque es más fácil de programar en cuestiones de páginas de idioma justamente, que es mucho más fácil que en WordPress. Así que mi consulta va más para Chris.
So first, thank you very much. This is Chris Gift. Thank you very much for all the effort and for the work in designing this website so far. A lot of very good questions. So one warning is I'll do my best to answer them right now. I think we'll have to continue to meet and discuss this. Simply because I only became aware of this very recently, and need to work on some of this. So some of these are still some of these ideas are still formulating in my own mind about how to move forward. So a couple of technical things. One is, unfortunately, ICANN does not host WordPress. So sorry about that. And it would be between now and London would be very difficult for us to take that on. We have hosted it in the past, but we got rid of all of the WordPress. And good news is we do host Drupal. A lot of our websites are built on Drupal, which is very, very similar to Joomla. So if it's okay, is what I would like to suggest is we take this design and we work with you to migrate what you guys have already done and simply migrate that to a Drupal site. So I think that's fairly straightforward, and we can do that. The other question about content management is very interesting. And normally, I know on ICANN.org, we do a lot of the content management. I do have a question for Dev on the at large website. Is that us as well, or do you guys do a lot of content management? Not working? Oh.
Ours work. Hello, hello.
Here.
Mine
now.
Works. Now.
Testing. Dev, come.
Okay, thank you. Devanand speaking. For the at-large website itself, staff is the ones are the primary at-large staff are the primary persons that update the website. It's not really the at-large community as such. Of course, the wiki is something that practically the staff and the at-large community updates.
This is Chris Gift. Thank you very much for that update, Dev. You know, I don't know how much availability we have to keep up with the amount of content you're going to post and want to manage. I know that we do a lot to focus on content management of the websites during ICANN meetings. So, but it does bring to mind whether we should use this as an opportunity to experiment with different modes of working, right? If we have any hope to scale to the community we want to reach, we should think about different modes. So perhaps we should have discussions with staff about how do we enable the community, and specifically you, to manage that content on the website. Or, you know, like you had suggested, is that a possibility? And I think it is. So I think we should discuss how we do that. I just know that there are going to be concerns about well, maybe not. I just know that sometimes there are concerns about, you know, about the, how would you call it, the brand of ICANN, or the, you know, the organization of ICANN, and making sure that the content gets posted is correct and so on, and conforms to the languages that we have and all of that. So there's a lot of process around posting content on ICANN.org and their websites. But I think we should explore perhaps doing this as a community effort instead. I'm more than happy to explore that.
This is Eduardo. You know, part of the good things about these content tools is
you know, we can have the community generate some of the content, and we're talking about content in English first, and there will be some translation done by staff. And the good thing about these content manager tools is that, you know, they get published in a flow. You know, somebody writes something, somebody looks at it, edits it, and makes sure that everything is, you know, the right way, and then just flow through and gets published. So, you know, there are many ways we can peel this onion. And we're not talking about Tor. In the Adobe. Yeah, we have a Mary in the Adobe. Can you read it, please, for us?
Susie Johnson for the record. There's a question posted on the chat by Murray McCurcher. A question comment for Chris. I would like to see a summit site that is built around folks and content easily added by the community. Yes, Eduardo has taken this theme.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I think that the result of this conversation is becoming like you know, we're trying something different here, and that, you know, we can be innovative about this, and we just want to, we just have to be make sure that everything is within the ICANN's standards, if we're saying something. But you know, if we have an opportunity here for the community to develop content, I think that would be great. Thank you. Chris.
Thank you. This is Chris Gift. The one thing I would add to this discussion, though, is I know we have the beginnings of a website, but I would like to work with you, whomever that is, and maybe that's you and your team, to clearly identify the rest of the requirements to support Atlas, the Atlas Summit. Is it everything here, or are there other things? You know, how will we manage this content? There are content flows, but you know, who are we going to give rights to, and so on. So I think there's obviously quite a bit of work to do in terms of defining that, so we can look at the total scope of work and then move through it and get it done.
Dave, do you want to say something? Dev.
Thank you, David, and speaking. Well, just to say that the website, I think, is going to be a key part for where content regarding the summit is going to be held. We're looking for, regarding the newsletter, which we'll probably come into just now, we're looking to really make the newsletter a very light newsletter, more of a postcard type of concept, and to update the at-large attendees about the information about Atlas and so forth, and point them to the summit website, because then, you know, the latest information will be posted there. And and we'll host videos, much moving picture videos and pictures and interviews and so forth, etc.
So, any other comments, Mari Carmen? No? Okay. So, I have a question about process. Will you have something from your team working with us directly on this, or so we can have them talking to the group, and then we get it from there? Yes. And we try to, you know, because I understand their needs from ICANN and their needs from the community. We just have to merge them somehow.
Absolutely.
Okay. So if we don't have anything else, these were the two items that we have for today's, this afternoon meetings. And if we don't have any more comments or anything else, yeah, I will say this meeting is adjourned.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. No, it's not yet. Sorry.
Susie Johnson for the record. Murray McCurcher has posted a comment. He would like to inform everyone that anyone interested in PR to please join his sub-working group, and to ensure all folks wanting input on the PR join the mailing list, which is posted in the chat room. Yes.
Well, can you repeat that? Because I was reading this and I wasn't hearing you. Sorry.
No problem. Murray McCurcher would like everyone who is interested in PR to join his sub-working group, and for Eduardo to please ensure all folks wanting input on the PR join the mailing list, which is posted on the chat.
Thank you so much, Maria. So please, for those that are not involved in any working the working groups, please join. You can join the public relations group. Anthony, you're welcome too, also. So, okay, Susie.
Susie Johnson, for the record. Marie McCurche has a question for Eduardo. Do we know at this time who will actually be attending a list of names?
Yes, we have put together a wiki page. Carlos, if you can put the link in the Adobe, that's where there's a list of all the participants that will be attending at the London meeting. Chris, please.
This is Chris Gift. One last comment, and it's about the earlier discussion about accessibility. I do think that I know there's a working group going, you know, that's starting and is perhaps already engaged in some of this. But I'll be quite frank that we need to make sure that the site is as accessible as we want. We are going to have to think hard about the feature set, about how much work we're setting on our plate, because it does take time to make a site fully accessible, and so it's just one consideration. All right, we're going to have to, what we don't want to do is have all these great messages around accessibility and not have the Atlas II Summit website be fully accessible. I think that would be not a good place to be. Thank you.
Thank you, Griff. Griff, Dev, please.
Thank you, David. I'm speaking. Just to go back quickly a bit to the newsletter aspect. Again, I posted a link in the chat for those who have not been on the working group before, just to give an idea of what the concept of the newsletter is. The idea is to using MailChimp, we would just have like one or two stories in it. With just a few paragraphs, and then linking to the summit website. So my question is that, and I guess I'm confirming with Carlos, is that Carlos from staff, is that with all of the summit attendees, is this in a spreadsheet that so that it can be imported into MailChimp, so that we can then do not just do it to all the attendees, but also do targeted attendees. For like, for example, when we do the capacity sessions, those who signed up to be interested in the future of internet governance thematic group, they could get that specialized updates, so to speak.
This is Eduardo. I believe the names and other information is on those tables, but the emails, actual emails, they are not. But they can be provided by Carlos directly to you if you are coordinating this in MailChimp. And they are categorized by RALO and those things.
Just a follow-up question, then. Is it also, do they have what those persons were interested in terms of thematic, what teams they were interested from the survey?
Carlos, please.
This is Carlos Reyes. Dev, yes. We do have that, although it's my understanding that the parallel session may have changed some of those thematic groups, but we will have that.
Yes. So, Mari Carmen, please.
Ahí está. Hola. Me gustaría agregar de que el newsletter se puede integrar justamente en el sistema Drupal para que la gente desde la página pongan sus correos y vaya directamente a la base de datos de MailChimp. Eso es uno. Dos, también hay que cuidar la estética. En la página web estamos usando los colores supuestamente del Atlas 2 y en este es otro color. O sea, hay que también unificar un poco la identidad justamente para no estar confundiendo como si fuera cosas un poco diferentes.
Muy bien. Muchas gracias, Mari Carmen. Part of the communications group is they're working with the newsletter and web page, so you know things are coordinated that way, I believe, and so it's a good point. Anthony, please.
Anthony, ICANN mentor participant. When we're talking about accessibility, I just realized, or a thought just came to me, that we're talking about accessibility in two levels, both a physically accessible meeting site and a virtually accessible meeting site. Because I know I do have a colleague who's visually impaired, and sometimes she has difficulty with various scripts and programs that her screen readers sometimes end up reading the scripts rather than the content. So she spends like 20 minutes hearing all the script before it gets to the content. So something to bear aware about. And so then it kind of raises a new level of awareness needed when we're talking about the internet, because we often define as a place that is not accessible as being handicapped. And so I guess we might be in a world now where we're evolving a term to describe a virtual space that is handicapped. And so when we're looking at people with disabilities participating in the meeting, there would be the added cost to consider of making something accessible, not just for the physical space, but sometimes even the technology needed to help them participate.
Thank you, Anthony. Do you have anything to add to that, Chris? Or yeah, you're right, Anthony. You're right. Julie, please.
Thank you. To just concerning what you just said concerning people with disabilities, I would go in beyond this and saying all like vulnerable people, all disadvantaged people, you know, like with low social income, people who are just when we speak about accessibility, not only like a physical accessibility, but also like access to information in a comprehensible language, and et cetera, et cetera. Of course, the subject is broader, but just wanted to underline this as well. Thank you.
Anthony?
I like that you brought that up, because it raised another thought for me, because people with disabilities that would be traveling to the meeting will also have accessibility needs to be addressed. And a lot of times, as we heard, they have limited to no income to be able to travel, so it may inadvertently exclude them from participating. So we would have to look at the virtual aspect of it as well.
Thank you, Anthony. Any other comments about this theme? If not, before we close, I just want to remind you that there is a showcase tonight that starts at 1800. Where is it, Susie? Right here, in this room.
That is correct, in the VIP room.
VIP room. So if you can wear red, please do so. Yes, Dev.
This is Dev. I'm seeing it on the wiki page. It's saying the Stamford Ballroom Foyer on the wiki page. So.
I'm being told that is. This is becoming the ballroom now.
No, it's not.
Foyer.
We went over this earlier. I think we're starting here, and it's going to be somewhere else.
So. I am not sure. So, anyhow, we start at 1800. Come here, and then we'll find out where it is. Okay. Thank you. So this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Well, you know what, it's